You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Welcome to the Kathy Hood Show. Thank you for joining me for yet another power-packed show where we encourage, empower, and equip you to prosper. It's time to discover your God-given purpose and advance your life by unleashing the power from within to impact the world. Your gifts are not in front of you. They're trapped on the inside of you, but have no fear. I'm here to help you realize your true potential and set it free. Get ready for your dose of discovery, divine intervention, and impartation. Are you ready? Let's go. Guys, you know, it is Tuesday night. It's time for the Kathy Hood Show, third season. I told you I'm going to keep saying it until the third season is gone. It's something about them threes. Then when it hits the seventh season, you know, I'll probably do the same thing. You know, so you know what I'm saying. It's something about the numbers here, you know. But oh my God, the last few shows have been absolutely magnificent. And today, again, it's not going to be any different. Our topic for today is going to be amazing. It is how to gain wealth and stop chasing money. Okay.
Yes.
That sound all right to you, Trisha?
It sounds amazing.
Okay. So, guys, tonight I have my girl with me. She's been rocking with me since this third season got started. Woohoo! You know, I don't know, there might be some prophecy in that. Some prophecy in that somewhere. You never know, girl.
Yeah.
So Trishelle is joining me today, guys. So we could just talk about strategies on gaining wealth. And we are in a place right now within the last year where our eyes have been opened. And our bank and our financial situation ain't looking too shabby either. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
And the good thing about it is it's all legal. It's all God's money. Look, and it is something that is forever money. It's forever money. So it's a place where you really learn where wealth can literally become a lifestyle, you know. So that's that's one of the things that we definitely like to do with the ladies. That's part of our Brave Girls Trade and Six Figure Trading Chicks.
Trading Chicks.
Yes. So guys, so we're bringing women into the fold as to how we're learning and earning. So Trisha, I'm going to go ahead on and just turn it over to you to open up to just tell people who you are again. I know they've heard your beautiful voice. Guys, I can't wait till maybe we do a live show and just have a video so you can see her beautiful face. And we can just make this thing happen.
Happy Tuesday evening, everyone. I'm so glad and honored to be here. Thank you so much, Kathy, for inviting me again. It is always a pleasure. It is always an honor. And I'm always thankful to be in a space where I can talk about the importance of wealth generation, like just what that means, what it looks like, and all the things that are attached to it. It is totally a whole nother language. I know Kathy says it all the time that when you're learning the wealth language, it is like learning a new language. And I'm all here for it. For those of you who don't know who I am Trisha Williams. I am the founder and president of an organization, a service-based organization that's called Wife Talk. But that has led me to an amazing space that allows me to generate income and wealth for my family called Six Figure Trading Chicks. And I am just excited to be able to be in the wealth space to talk about the things that people who look and sound like me didn't really talk about. Kathy, we didn't really talk about money. We talked about bills.
We talked about part-time jobs and we complained about not making enough money.
Right. But we didn't talk about wealth creation strategies of what we need to do in order to build wealth and not chase money. So many of us chase money, and I'm over it. I am so okay with learning the strategies that it need to look like to create the wealth that I desire to have in my life. So I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Thank you so much, girl. Look, you know, it's almost an expectation and not even an invite anymore. Girl, we were cool. Yeah, we coming together. Yeah, we coming together. Yeah. Look, because we have a message. You know, we have some things that we need to get out to the people. And that is my goal. That's the season that I'm in. You know, we were talking earlier, you know, girl, I'm just over all this other foolery. What they call it, buffoonery that's going on. And I'm going to be held accountable for what I do and don't do. You know, so if I don't do what God has told me or called me to do, I'm going to have to answer for that.
Absolutely.
So case in point, that's why we have the Kathy Hood Show, and we're sharing the information that we're sharing. So one thing that you said that we're going to talk about is chasing the money. So let's get to that first, because, you know, we need for people to recognize that they are chasing and, you know, and not just, but we've been conditioned to do that. Right. So what does that look like, Trishelle?
So what it looks like is that when you are after a chase, there is something in front of you that is running away from you. Mm. And it is moving faster than you are able to catch it. And so it is like the Bugs Bunny show where the carrot is out in front and you're forever on a treadmill running after this carrot, and it's not ever coming to you. And so we choose another job. We choose another quick, you know, get rich something. We choose another thing that shows up that constantly have us not in a space of ease. It's not in a space of awareness. It's not in a space where we understand that we have everything we need in us. And if we get into a space of strategy, we could literally stand still and implement our strategy, and the money will be drawn to us. But the reality of it is that we've been trained and cultivated in culture that tells us to run after it. Get up, go do a job you don't love. Get up, go do and run after another bill. Go do all of these things that it seems like it's always outside of us. It's not outside of you. It is really inside of you. You have great gifts. You have great talents. You have great awareness. But if you cultivate them and put a strategy in place, you can see a different result. And that is what I'm hoping we convey today, is that you don't have to run after a thing for you to have a thing. Let's just consider, is it possible just to consider that I can sit still, think about what it is that I desire to have, consider that thing, create a strategy around that thing, and allow it to produce for me without me having to run after it? That is a whole new mindset.
What? Oh, yes, it is, girl. Yes, it is. And so I love it. Oh, my God. I love it. Yeah. So let's just get to it then. Let's talk about some strategies, guys. This is something, you know, that, again, when Trishelle talks about considering a thing, you know, when somebody bring you something, first of all, I just think somebody should pray for discernment, because you can miss your blessings because of your past hurts. First and foremost, those pastors. Oh, yeah. So because a lot of times you can be misled, or you can be taken advantage of because of the fact that, guys, let's just be honest, girl, I'm in this space where I call it spade a spade. Like, that's how I am anyway. But I'm like, look, shoot, trying to soften that rock up and toss it. It's not so it can become putty and it touch you and it don't hurt. Nah, if it hurts you, that means, that's conviction. Let's just be real. So, you know, exactly. So when you are jumping into something like that, they get rich quick syndrome, you are looking for something for nothing.
Yes. You don't want to make an exchange.
You don't want to make an exchange. No, but the exchange that you're making is, I give you the money, but you go do it. You know, even if, you know, you think about it, when they telling you, well, you, in order for you to get this, you got to do that. You want to get this, but you don't want to do that, you know, and then you get mad and say, this don't work. And they took my money. Or I just wasted my money. No, you wasted your money. You wasted your time. And you didn't even give yourself an opportunity, you know, to learn something different, to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's just talk about that. Right. You know, I mean, let's really just, guys, you know, whoever's listening, obviously, this is for you. Right? And definitely share, guys, definitely share. But my thing is, stop wanting something for nothing. Stop thinking that you don't have to do any work, because anything that you do, I don't care, when you leave your job, you're going to have to go to another company. You're going to have to, they're going to pimp your services, your gifts, you know, your talents and all of that for a price that they decide that you are worth, you know? And so you can't get mad because you wanted $100,000 and they only thought you were worth $50,000, you know, and then they didn't want to give you that. Okay, So that's the first thing. So the exchange, you know, so I know you got something on there.
Absolutely. So one of the number one things to consider when you are saying, I want to get out of the rat race of chasing money, is you want to connect with people who are in the wealth space. There is an exchange that happens. There's an exchange that happens when you connect. So one of the things that I will say is that that in the exchange, and you are making a choice to decide to move on to the next place, you want to get into a space where you connect with people who are in the wealth space. Mm-hmm. You want to connect. There is an exchange that happens when you are connecting in with people who have information and knowledge. It does not do you any good to have conversations about wealth with people who are doing what you're doing or doing less than what you're doing.
Hello.
That's going to be first off. You have to get a strategy of, who do I talk to? So that might be your first thing you want to do. You want to connect, and that's going to cost you something. There's going to be an exchange that happens, because people who are dealing with wealth, they're not just sitting at home watching TV. We sometimes chill out doing that.
Right.
But we are doing things. And so you want to find out, where are those people? And when I got connected to the Academy, I got connected to a group of people who were doing amazing things. Mm-hmm. And so I can't just be like, well, I'm gonna just wait and see what they do. No, I had to decide that my first strategy is to, number one, get connected in a wealth space where wealth is being taught, received, and also is being acquired. And so I had to, that was my first strategy. And that was an exchange that had to happen for me to do that. You know, and once I did that and made that connection, I had to say, okay, how do I walk out this process? What is it in this process that is going to allow me to have over and over, have income and wealth and all the things happen in my favor? I couldn't just sit back and be like, oh, here, I'm going to give you $500. Go make it $5,000.
Right.
What? Huh? wait a minute. That's how that works. I have to do something different, because the other side of it is, I can give my $500 to somebody and they'd be like, oh, it didn't happen.
It's exactly. All gone.
They didn't took my $500 and went to Vegas. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Had a good old weekend on
had
me.
A good old time on your dime.
On my dime, because I was being unaware, being in a space of unawareness and thinking that somebody's going to give me something for nothing. And that's not how wealth works. If you think about somebody who you consider is wealthy, ask them some questions.
Right.
Ask them what they're doing, because it makes a difference. And so when I got into this wealth space, the Academy, it was very clear that there were multiple ways to become wealthy. I had to then choose, where would I start? I wasn't going to get into a new rat race of running after the wealth. I needed to create a strategy. And so for my strategy, I decided to jump in to two spaces. I decided to jump in trading spaces, and I decided to jump into the cryptocurrency space. And those are just two of other spaces that are out there. And then once I made that choice and decision, I still had to come up with another strategy,
right?
Because I was like, that's a lot of information. That's a lot that you have to now learn the new language, right? As we say, there would have to be a strategy. I had to study. I had to be aware of what will work and what wouldn't work. I had to make decisions on, am I going to allow someone else to be in control of when I can show up in the market or not? So I had to learn how to do it on my own. It's great that in the Academy, it gives you the ability to follow educators who are amazing. But I also was like, well, what happens if the educator don't show up?
Right.
Can I do it on my own?
Or what if they kick the bucket? You know, not calling anything on anybody, but I'm depending on them to make sure I gain my wealth. And then if something happened to them, they get fired or, you know, leave the country or whatever.
Right.
Then what?
Can I still make the wealth progression that I desire to make? And so it was very clear that there are ways to get, like you'll hear people talk about, and I'm going to use this as an example. You'll hear people talk about real estate, right? And it's like, get into real estate and you can make money. Well, what they didn't tell you is you don't just make money in real estate. There is a whole learning curve.
A whole nother learning curve.
And so you jump in thinking you're going to get this thing without an exchange. You have to make the exchange, and the exchange might be time. The exchange could be money. The exchange could be knowledge, and it could be all of them at the same time.
And it's all of the above, because guess what? So in order to learn the real estate, because you just can't go out there and say, oh, I'm a realtor and sell a house. Real estate agent and just, oh, that's an empty house. No, you got to go through the school. Real estate school to learn. And then you have to learn the laws that goes along with it. You know, oh my God, it's so much. I watched my daughter go through it. And then, you know, so many people who don't pass the test on the first try, you know, but, and then you have to, I don't know if you have to pay again, but in the space that we are in, at least just knowing that, like you said, that we're in this academy, you know, we do have a whole bunch of assistants, but we also have everything that we can do, self-paced, you know, videos and things that we can do on our own, studies that we can do on our own. You know, and not worry about that.
Absolutely.
So, guys, so it's that's it. Get into a space. What's the second thing? So once we make the decision to get where the wealthy people are, start learning to having the wealthy conversations. Because guess what? That's an uncomfortable space. Guys, you're going to have to work through the uncomfortableness. And I don't know how long that'll take you, you know, because wealthy people make life look easy. Yeah, but behind all that, they look good and they make it look easy. But they got a whole lot going on in the background, baby. Just understand that.
They do.
So we get in the we get in the space of where they are. Then you find, you know, you start working on the strategies. You start talking about your trading and crypto. That is the thing, guys, I'm telling you. So in cryptocurrency, you can learn to trade it as well as invest. So we're talking about, you know, when you learn how to trade in the foreign markets, it's amazing. I never thought I would like that space. Never thought I would, but the learning, but we're learning about money.
Yeah.
That's another thing. That's, to me, that's number two, learn about money. You got to learn where, how it started.
Yes.
You know, where it comes from, how that was bartering before, and even how the dollar even came about to where the dollar is right now. Guys, you know, I tell everybody all the time, I say I'm over 50 and I never had this conversation. Never. I'm knocking at the door of 60.
Yeah.
Never had this conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. Never.
Yeah.
Did I say never?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Girl, I mean, just about.
I know.
Right. Because, and then my family didn't know because we didn't have a conversation. If they knew, they kept it from us, which I doubt because they would have lived a different lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Two, I have friends, a lot of friends that I grew up with, you know, they were the same as me or worse off as me. You know, and their conversations, our conversations were never about, oh, girl, you know how money got started. You know how gold, the money was backed, the dollar was backed by the gold and blase, blah. Never. So to learn this stuff, girl, I was PO'd, okay, to know that this stuff is going on and I knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
And, so that's two.
That's the awesome thing is that when you go from that space, from the step one to step two, and being in that space to be able to talk about it, going into the third place, which is very, very important, is the mindset piece. Because mindset is no joke. It literally creates your environment. Look around where you are right now. Look at everything. Like, take a quick moment, pause, turn around and look. You created that with your mindset.
Yes.
You created the space that you're in. So if you're in the space you absolutely love, you created that. If you're in a space where you're saying, I need to get the heck up out of here, you created that. And it all is created in your mind. And we, in order to get to the place where you are in your wealthy space, you've got to have a wealthy mindset. And that means that you have to change what you're currently thinking. Many of us dwell in the negative. We dwell in, I got bills to pay. I can't do this. This part of my body hurts. This thing is not, no one ever, if it ain't one thing, it is another. They dwell in those spaces, and guess what they create? The very things that they're dwelling in. And so when you dwell in that space, you lose out on the opportunity of the flow of the wealth you really desire.
Girl, oh my God. Guys, we might as well drop the mic, okay? I wish I had the sound. Boom, just drop the mic on that one, because that mindset, bottom line, period, is the problem in our society. Because we've been conditioned for so long to stay away from this space. And so now when people give the excuses, when they start getting into the wealthy space, they want to learn. They say, I want to learn that. I want to do this and I want to do that. And then when they get into the space, you know, and find out all these things that's got to change. And then I'm case in point, girl, we were at a convention in Houston. And so we were walking away from the conference, everybody fired up, right? About what they're going to do and how they're going to do in this new wealthy space with all this great information that we learned. And then our team said, well, let's come together. Let's chit chat. Let's get a strategy together on how we're going to move and shake, right? And the things that you guys learned, let's talk about it. And everybody, I'm tired. You know, my feet hurt. And yep. I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
You know, I said, let me tell you something. I said, see, that's the type of mindset that we try to get rid of. You got to learn to push past these pain points. And the minute people start feeling any kind of uncomfortableness in their body, and their body could not really be hurting. It's just their mind just saying, I just don't reach my capacity for today. Now, you don't know what that you could go beyond that capacity, because that's what you're used to doing. You used to stop it at 5 o'clock when you push the clock and, you know, and go home. No, Dr. Miles Monroe said that's when the real work starts. Mm-hmm. You know, after you get off that job, that calling is what you were born to do. So that's when the real work starts, after hours. You know, and so people have to get that change in that mindset right there. They were like, oh, that's not a mindset problem. Oh, yes, it is. And for you to say that, it's absolutely a mindset problem. You know, of course, they changed their mind and they were glad they did. They pushed past and just gave another hour.
Yeah. And the awesome thing is that being in a wealth space makes you, it's a mirror. It literally forces you to look at you and you, where you're showing up, where you're not showing up. Are you disciplined? Are you not? Are you studying? Are you doing the things? And we think more highly of our actions than we actually are doing. And so we think, oh my God, I'm doing all of these things. And in reality, the action behind all of the things is not really happening. We think because we thought about it, that means that we did it. And that's not true.
Because your bank account tells you it's not true.
Your bank account tells you every single time. And it also is a immediate indicator when, just like you said, you at a conference, you're talking about wealth, we all excited in the energy of it all, and then you walk away. If you're not plugged into that energy, can you still move? Can you wake up in the morning and still do the things that are requiring you to show up and do the things need to be done? Are you, and it is a great indicator on whether or not you are making the shifts into the wealth space or not. I had to realize that I have great and amazing goals that I want to hit, but my actions weren't always lining up with those great goals. It just wasn't. And so I had to say, listen, let me create a strategy that is going to have me study. Let me create a strategy that's going to have me read. Well, we ain't going to talk about reading, because I listen to somebody tell me that I don't like reading. I'm like, how you gonna not like reading, yet you are going to be going into a space that is going to require you to study? It changes so many things that we've said about ourselves, we put in place, and we think it's just by osmosis, and it's not. It requires you to show up. It requires you to self-reflect. It requires you to shift your thinking. It requires you to do so many things for you to have the exchange. Wealth requires an exchange.
Bottom line. So let's So we only got a few more minutes. So I want to, let's just jump into real quick, like those two things, those two areas that you were saying that you do. This is someplace that typically there are not a lot of women, you know, that are in this space, but girl, baby, we changing that narrative. We are changing that. That's why we started Six Figure Trading Chicks and Brave Girls Trade. So Brave Girls Trade, we got a lot coming up and that we're going to be doing, guys. And and one of the things what we do is trading. We come together and we trade. So Trishel, tell them just a little bit about the trading.
So the trading part is amazing. It gives you so, it is such a self-reflector of yourself. The amazing thing about the Academy is that the Academy starts you off with educators that can help walk you through what you need to learn. Mm-hmm. The thing about it is the educators are going to show up when they're supposed to show up. Will you show up? I realized is that because there were so many amazing educators, I felt my initial thing where I was like, okay, I'm going to pop over here. I'm going to pop over there. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that without a strategy. And it made the anxiety of learning to trade so much more difficult versus picking someone to study under and to walk it out and to do what needs to be done. And so for me, the couple of things that I decided to do was implement that I was going to study at least an hour every day. And that meant that Monday through Friday, I was going to do my studying and do what I need to do in order to hear what makes a good trader. The second thing that I decided to do is that I was going to, inside the Brave Girls Trade space, is that we have a percentage of what we're going to do in our practice account. One of the things that I realized that is that I was listening to an amazing educator that says, listen, don't be one of those people who jump in, get your money in, and you just start doing stuff. You don't know what you're doing. You should be in your practice account for at least 100 trades before you touch your real money, right? And so I said, okay, I'm going to do that. So that was the second thing that I decided to do. I wasn't going to touch my real money. I was going to practice with the educators. I was going to practice with the knowledge. And so I was going to study and I was going to practice every single day. Even when I didn't, I was nervous. Listen, I was nervous.
I told you my very first trade, honey, my son was like, Mom, scared money don't make no money. I was like, boy, get out of here. He said, just push the button. It was about pushing a green or a red button.
So those two things, I made those two decisions to study and to trade daily, even if it was small amounts. My moments of trading $1 a trade just because.
And it was joyous. It was joyous. You know, it's exciting to win it.
It was. And that just helped me to get into a strategy that has helped me to grow and to understand and be able to even talk to other people about how I am increasing my wealth space.
Well, you know what? I think we may have to come back for the crypto. We're going to come back for next week for the crypto. I want to say something about this trading, because the one thing that people say, oh, trading is gambling. That's ignorance. That is ignorance. Let me just say, guys, you know, when I first got into it and people start, you know, well, not a whole lot of people, but somebody would say that to me, would ask me, isn't it like gambling? And I'm like, is it like gambling? I'm like, and then when you think about it, first of all, I pray for it. God is not going to send me into a space of gambling. Secondly, this is where we're gambling. We're dealing with the world's money. So that means we're gambling with the entire globe. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. The space that, so just to get them to understand what trading is, you know, I think it's what needs to have just a brief description. And then we'll just share with them how they can get in touch with us to find out more information and to join us, because we got some luxury lifestyles things we got coming up that we want to get people to get into space. So trading.
Trading is it's taking currencies in a different world and deciding whether or not you believe the currency is going to increase in value or decrease in value up against a different currency. So for example, the US dollar has a value versus the euro in Europe. Their dollar has a value. And so what trading basically does is what the countries do. It's not, on the side of the corner in the back in the booth. It is
not rolling the dice. The dice is
right. Exactly. The countries are literally taking the time to see what the value is. And we determine by looking at indicators, looking at information, looking at all the things that are connected to it, we are making decisions to say this value of this currency is going to be higher in value than the other currency, or it's going to be less. And so we get an opportunity as retail traders to participate in a world system. And so it allows us to jump in with the banks. Guess what? Banks are doing this, honey.
Every single day.
They're doing this. And so every single day. And that's how they are making their money, is that they are deciding whether or not, looking at the world system, what is at value, higher value or less value, and we're going to make a trade that will give us money. And that's basically what trading is. We take two currency pairs, and those two currency pairs, we look at the information and decide which one has a higher value or lesser value than the other. And we put in a bid on whether or not it's going to go up or go down.
That's it. And the thing about it is, guys, in this space of trading, choosing whether you're going to buy or you're going to sell, you can make money either way.
That's the amazing part.
So whether value is going down or the value is going up, we've learned how they are trading within the world system, and making money. And the one thing my girlfriend said, that we need to get off this world system and get into the kingdom system. And again, the word tells us that we are in this world, but we're not of it. So, you know, and when Dr. Miles Monroe said, we need to learn what they're doing. You know, while you're here,
absolutely.
You know, but it's definitely up to how you're going to let this space, you know, dictate your life or any space, you know. And when I say that, meaning just not being greedy, you know what I'm saying? Because when you find out how easy it is to make money in this space, it is just that easy to lose it, you know. And so these are the things that we're learning, and we're learning how to work smarter and not harder, because we're learning to do what these financial institutions are doing with our money. We're learning to do what they're doing with it. Compound interest. So we're going to increase this conversation. We're going to compound this conversation, and we're going to catch up with you guys on the next weekend. So Trishelle, so look, I'm just going to put you on the spot right now. Will you join me next week to finish up this conversation? Awesome. Because I know I'm probably over my time. And my executive producer said, "Ooh, girl, this is good, but y'all got to shut it down." All right. But thank you again so much, Trishelle, girl. You know, I never thought I would have liked being in this space, you know, because I never knew about it. Right. Excuse me. And so, excited to find out that how important, you know, this information is, learning to strategize, us providing this information, you know, how important it is. And, you know, guys, again, I just love to say that women, you know, we are really important. And a lot of times, a lot of women are moved. Well, men folk, because they're all about their dollar, and they move really quickly in this space. But women, because we are strategic, we are, you know, we pay attention to details and everything. So we can get in and we can kill it, you know, and be twice as successful as our male counterparts. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you all so much for joining us tonight. Trishelle, thank you so much again. Girl, this was absolutely amazing. I know we'd be able to talk and we were probably going to go over time, but this is a really good information. So, but just give them, our listening audience, just one nugget or something that they can take a stab at, something that they can do to starting tonight, move them towards this wealth space.
Absolutely. I would say the number one thing that you would want to do today is make a decision. Making a decision is one of the most challenging things that people do, because they seemingly come into a space of fear. And the decision needs to be, am I willing at this stage of my life to join into a wealth space that I can build generational wealth for my children's children? And if you are saying yes, join us.
Absolutely. Girl, and that's enough for right now. Okay. All right. So guys, please remember to subscribe to the show to receive free giveaways, promotions, announcements, and more. You can find us. We can be heard on all podcasts. But specifically, you can go to up2meradio.com. So that's up2meradio.com. Click on the Kathy Hood Show, or better yet, you know, once you subscribe to the show, you're going to get a notice that we are live and in color. Let's go. So also, of course, you can find on all podcasts, Apple and other free podcast apps. Like us on Facebook at Up To Me Radio and on Instagram and Twitter. But you can also follow us. You can find me and Trishelle at Brave Girls Trade on Facebook. So guys, you can just say I heard y'all show. And so she's in that space. I'm in that space. And we will definitely follow back up with you. But also you can follow me, visit me at KathyHoodEmpowers.com. But you can also find me on Facebook, Instagram under the same Kathy Hood Empowers. Trishelle, tell them how they can find you.
They can locate me on Facebook and just go in there and either look at Trishelle Williams, or you can find me at Six Figure Trading Chicks. And I am right on over there.
Awesome. So guys, join us for our next show where, you know, we're going to bring the sauce, girl. We're going to bring the sauce, right, Trishelle, about the rest of this.
Absolutely.
Space. So we shared a little bit about trading. And so guys, there's so much to this information, but we're going to be talking about compound interest, and we're going to get into that crypto as far as trading and investing. So this has been an amazing talk. So we thank you for joining us and for tuning in to the Kathy Hood Show. We hope you enjoyed the information, insight, and authority that has been unleashed to you to empower and impact your life. All right. So guys, I just say, look, we're giving the sauce, and I just say, don't get lost in the sauce. So join us next week and we'll see you then. All right. Have an amazing night. Thank you.
Bye.